Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Get wisdom, and with all your getting, do what? Get it. Turn your neighbor, say that. Get it. Get what? Get wisdom. Get understanding. Now, do you understand from that you can just be real passive and it'll probably fall on you one of these days, maybe?
No.
What do you understand? Like the woman with the issue of blood. You remember her?
Yes.
Who got healed. She didn't get her healing laying in the house singing Kumbaya. I wish somebody'd notice me and come by and touch me, please, Jesus, if it's your will. No, in her weakened condition. I mean, she's been through everything. She's weak. She's been hemorrhaging for years and years in her weakened condition. She got out. She found Jesus. She found the crowd. And he looked like it was impossible to get to him. But she just would not, you know, lay down and die with this thing. She pressed. Oh, hallelujah. That's a message, isn't it? She pressed through the crowd. She kept saying, if I just touch the hem of his clothes, I will be made whole. If I just touch, when I touch. And she pressed through. How many know it took some doing? In a crowd like that, in a weakened condition. She traveled, she got there, she pressed, she reached through, and she got it. She got it. Say it out loud again, get it. Get it. So that's what faith is. Faith is a receiver. Believe that you receive. And actually, how many remember Mark 11:24? What Jesus said, what things soever you desire. Remember that? When you pray, do what? Believe that God is good. Now, you need to believe that, but that's not what that says. Believe it is His will for you to be blessed and healed and have. No, that's not believing what He said here. Believe what? Believe He can do it. Believe He's able. No, it's not what it said. What did it say? Believe what? What must you believe? Believe that you receive them. See, people are believing all kind of stuff instead of that. Well, I believe God's good. That's great. But that's not enough. I believe it's God's will. I believe God wants me to have it. Wonderful. But that's not enough. Right? What must you believe? Now, if you look it up, you'll find in Vines and Strong's and different places that the original meaning of this word, believe that you receive them, is take. T-A-K-E. It's translated that way in other portions and passages. So believe what? Believe that you receive them, or believe that you take them. Isn't that what that woman did? Think about it. Jesus wasn't having a meeting. He wasn't teaching. He wasn't preaching. He wasn't having a healing line. She didn't even ask him if it'd be okay for her to get a healing. Isn't it good she wasn't confused that it might not be God's will for her to be healed? She didn't ask anybody. She didn't check with any schools of theology or write in any letters or questions. She just pressed in and took it. And the Bible said immediately she felt in her body that she was healed and made whole of that thing. See, now the feeling was the last thing that happened. Did you see that? See, people are trying to feel first. It didn't work that way. Feeling is the last thing. The believing you receive, the believing you take happens first. That's why she backed up in the crowd and is smiling like the cat that got the canary, you know. She's thinking, oh, glory to God. Ooh, I could feel it. I know I'm healed. I know more trips to the doctors night and day and nobody can help me and spending all my money. I'm healed. Glory to God, I'm healed. And she opened her eyes and Jesus had not moved from the spot where she had touched him. Uh-oh. And he's asking, who touched me? Uh-oh. Because she didn't even ask if it was okay to get healed today. The Bible said she was scared. Remember that? She didn't come forward right away. Because the Bible said in Luke that he looked around and they all denied. So initially, who looked at her? Who touched me, he's saying? Who touched me? And finally, you know, he kept on doing it so long that the disciples said, Master, a lot of people touched you. He said, nah, somebody touched me. He wouldn't move. And he looked around, who touched me? And people are going, who touched me? He's looking, who touched me? And he looked at her and she's like, finally, he wouldn't go on. So she came and fell before him. You remember that? And told him all the truth and what she did and what he say. You should have asked. Because it might not have been, you know, it's not always the will of God. Then why do millions of Christians believe that junk? Millions of Christians believe what you laughed at it, but millions of Christians believe that. Why? Well, it's easier to believe than the truth as far as a responsibility on us. People like to say, well, no matter what happens or doesn't happen, it's not our fault. We don't know. No, it's easy to be lazy spiritually and just say whatever will be, will be. But it takes some gumption and it takes some desire. And it takes some fire when you don't feel like raising your head up off the pillow to get up out of bed. Find out where they're at. Chase them down the highway. Push your way through 1,000 people. Right? And reach in there and get it. Oh, come on now. Come on. Do I have any getters in here? Getters. Getters. Go getters. What do go getters do? They go get it. And they don't come back empty handed. They come back with something. They come back with what they went to get. Now, why did I say all that? You and I have instructions from the Word of God. We are told to get something. And you can see there's a play on the word there, isn't it? Get wisdom. Get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. So get it. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Get. Getting. There's a play and emphasis on the words. So say it out loud. I'm getting it. I'm getting my wisdom. I'm getting my understanding. I'm getting it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We talked earlier about the beginnings, actually, of describing how to become wiser. How to get your wisdom. And one thing we've said is, we've already been emphasizing it, desire. You must love wisdom. You must desire it. You must reach for it, hunger for it, seek for wisdom. And James talks about this. Remember that? He said, if any of you lack wisdom, do what? Let him ask of God, which gives liberally to all men and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. When you're facing a situation, is it okay to ask for wisdom for that situation? So do it without fail. Do it. Look for wisdom in the morning. You get up, start looking for the wisdom of God, how to handle your affairs. Every time you come, don't just, you know, do something first thing off the top of your head. And don't let the enemy try to pressure you into choosing between one or two or three wrong choices. Well, you got to do this or you got to do that. How do you know? All you see is choice A or B, but God will show you C, D, E, and F. Right? There's wisdom of God. How many remember they had Jesus cornered? And they said, you know, this woman was taken in the very act of adultery. The law said, stone her. But what do you say? Well, see, they think they got him, don't they? A, stone her. B, don't stone her. If you stone her, then you're as mean as they are. And, you know, people are going to see that. Or if you say, don't stone her, well, he's against the law. How could he be right? Contradicting the law. And see, the enemy's pressuring him. The Bible talks about they stood around him and they kept on asking him, what about it? What about it? You know all the answers. What about it? And what did he do? Stooped down. Started writing. I believe he's waiting on the wisdom of God. I believe he's looking to the Father. Waiting. And it came up in him. I believe he got a big smile and he thought, And he stood up. He said, the one that's without sin among you, let them throw the first rock. And he bent back down and started writing. Man, in a split second, this thing has turned around. And now all the people are looking at them like, you better not throw a rock. I know what you did last week. Sorry, rascal. And one by one, they all convicted and condemned by their own conscience. They left. Right? How quickly the whole thing took. See, the devil thought he had it tied up. But the devil is dumb beside of the wisdom of God. He thinks he knows some stuff, but he doesn't know anything beside the wisdom of God. So the next time you get in a situation and you feel stumped, do not feel like you have to choose between what's in front of you. Look, check for the wisdom. Ask for the wisdom. Look for the wisdom. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And get your wisdom for that day, for that situation. Get it. Get it. Now, another thing that we're going to talk about today. In fact, go to the first chapter of Proverbs. I'll be honest and frank with you. This is the first time I've ever taught this like this. So I'm having to take my time and see which way to go and be led like always. But you know, if you've done something before, then you have more reference. But I am enjoying it. I think I'd teach it just for myself. Because I'm interested. The wisdom of God just makes things so much simpler and easier. I mean, one of the biggest sources of stress and frustration is not knowing what to do. That's one of the biggest causes of people stressing and worrying and fretting. And when you know what to do, there's no need to stay up the rest of the night. No need to get an ulcer and pull your hair. And any when you know what to do, you just breathe a sigh of relief and you go, ah, yeah. No more laboring. Well, what if I do this? And what if that don't happen? And what if? And what if they don't? And you can live your whole life in what if. And it's an awful place. What if is a bad place to live. The wisdom of God is not what ifs. The wisdom of God is do this. Do this. Yeah, but no buts. Just if you got faith, you've heard from God. Now do it. He knows the future. He knows things you don't know. So come out of the land of what if and move into the wisdom of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Instruction and Correction, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602D. That's R1602D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.